This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I think today's episode has some special meaning for you.
It does. We have invited one of my favorite Stormy Petrels into the studio. And for those of you listening who don't know what a Stormy Petrel is, I bet you'll know by the end of the show.
Well, let's get to it. We're fortunate to be joined by Larry Shaw, who's the president of Oglethorpe University. Larry, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Todd. Good to be here, Carol. Go Petrels.
Go Petrels.
Well, before we get into our conversation, we have an extensive agenda, Larry, but inform the audience who might not be as familiar with you a little bit about you and your background.
I can do that. I've been in Atlanta 10 years. Started work June 23rd, 2005 at Oglethorpe. I came from Pennsylvania, born in New York. Been in higher education about 25 years. Began my professional life as a civil rights attorney. So a fairly unusual path to a university presidency.
Well, 10 years. I guess I didn't realize you'd been here that long. Yeah. Congratulations.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. So for our audience that isn't as familiar with Oglethorpe as Todd and I are, as you know, Todd mentioned, he lives next door, and you know I'm an alumni, so we both know the school and love it well. But tell us a little bit more about Oglethorpe University.
Yep. We're a residential liberal arts and science college. We were founded in 1835. So back in 1835, when we opened our doors in Midway, Georgia, there were less than 100 universities in the country.
So wow.
One of the oldest. Moved to Peachtree Road 100 years ago. So we're celebrating our 100th anniversary on Peachtree Road. We've got about 1,100 students from over 30 states and over 30 countries. A really wonderful and diverse student body that come from all across the country and all across the world. 30 different majors. Our students go on to teach in business school and law school and medical school and careers in the arts and communications and business. And probably about 75 or 80% of our alums end up staying in Atlanta and working. So they're close by.
How in the heck did Carol graduate?
Oh, come on.
Well, you know, back then, the standards were a lot easier.
Understood. So, yeah, well, we're obviously familiar with Oglethorpe, but you have some interesting new arts partnerships that I'd like to hear more about. Tell us about some of that.
Georgia Shakespeare was a partner of ours for a couple decades. They began on our campus and have been wonderful partners, but they ended up closing up shop last fall, which was a loss for us, but has created some opportunities. We have a terrific theater program. I just went Saturday night to see one of our student productions. And so our theater students are very engaged with our art partners, theater partners. So we just announced a week or two ago that we've got two new partners, the Alliance Theater, part of the Woodruff Art Center, will be coming this summer running some educational programs for elementary school kids, middle school kids, and high school kids. And then the Horizon Theater will be taking the place of George Shakespeare this summer. They're going to do a five-week run of Avenue Q, and for people who used to come to campus and enjoy Georgia Shakespeare and bring a bottle of wine and picnic out in front, we'll still have that same atmosphere will be there. And they're even, the Horizon is opening Avenue Q up in the park, which Georgia Shakespeare began their season in the park too. So that's a wonderful new partnership. Our partnership with Capital City Opera, which has been a multi-year plan, is expanding to a three-week run. I think when this airs, they will have just been on campus, but they'll be back in the fall. Atlanta's a vibrant theater and arts community. So I think when news of Georgia Shakespeare's closing went out, we got a lot of visitors. We're in the midst of some really interesting conversations about how do we turn our campus and that part of North Atlanta really into an art center.
That's great.
Well, you know, it's a great location for those of us who are out in the burbs who maybe don't want to drive all the way in town. And then it's a beautiful facility too.
Yeah, the theater is magnificent. It seats almost 600 and is a professional theater. So we've got lots of interest in people joining us. And, you know, one of the requirements that we've said as we've begun to have these conversations with partners is that first and foremost, we want to make sure there are opportunities for students. So we'll have two students who will be in Avenue Q.
Oh, that's awesome.
This summer. So I'm not sure they picked them yet, but yeah, that's a great opportunity for us.
Well, you know, Oglethorpe's always provided great opportunities for students with the arts. I don't know, you probably don't know this, but I worked for the Oglethorpe University Museum for probably 3 years while I was in college. And I know that lots of people are not as familiar with the museum. Do you want to tell our audience a little bit about Oglethorpe Museum?
So our museum, I think we're celebrating our 27th year this year. It's on the third floor of our library. It takes the entire third floor. It's got two large galleries and a smaller gallery. It's my kind of museum. My wife and I travel around and we go to some of these big museums, and after about 45 minutes, I'm done and I'll go sit in the lobby, and 3 hours later, she'll come down. But you know, at our museum, you can take an hour and you're up close and personal with the art. So we've got a wonderful exhibition coming this summer of prints from the Audubon collection. We usually have a collection exhibition in the fall, maybe a short one over the spring. We've got Georgia watercolors up currently, and then a spring exhibition and then a summer. So they rotate fairly frequently and they're used in the classroom. So students, either whether they're art students or art history students, are constantly going through the museum. We've got accounting students that work there and marketing students and docents that are students. So it is a great opportunity for our students.
All right. Well, Larry Shaw will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Larry Shaw, the president of Oglethorpe University.
We've done a pretty good job of covering the arts at Oglethorpe, but what else can visitors to Oglethorpe find there? I know that we can see that, you know, beautiful stadium from the road.
Yes. So we are Division III athletic teams. We've got 16 sports. Our golf team, golf's a big sport in Atlanta. I don't play, but it's won a couple national championships, ranked in the top five in the country. But great basketball teams, great soccer teams, baseball. If you go on our website, you can find the schedule. I think it's a $5 admission ticket. Fun and raucous to see. We've got summer camps, athletic camps, theater camps, music camps. That's also all on our website. Fun to do. People might not know, we do a series of conversational language courses at night. 8-week sessions, Italian, French, Norwegian, Spanish. I think we've done Chinese, Hebrew in the past.
Oh, wow.
I did a couple semesters of Spanish. It's enough to get me in trouble when I travel abroad. But that's fun. And also, we have an adult evening program. So we've got a lot of students who are maybe started college and decided they want to finish and come back, but people in the community who want to take a single course. There's a course this spring taught by our provost on the Holocaust, courses on the Civil War, literature courses. My wife's probably taken 7 or 8 different, she's a literature fan, so she takes courses. And you can do them for credit, or you can pay a small audit fee and just come. So that's just another interesting thing that's available.
I'm going to have to think about that. That Civil Rights or Civil War course sounds interesting. Larry, as Carol alluded to at the top of the show, I'm your next door neighbor. I live in town Brookhaven, so I am every day I'm watching a new building go up on your campus. Walk us through what this Gables Residential is all about.
Yes, we're growing. We've grown about 30% since I've come. We've opened 3 campuses abroad. My wife and I are heading over to Rome this summer to join students. We've got a campus in Rome, a campus in South Africa, and a campus in Greece. And our residential population has just grown. So we ran out of housing, which is not a bad thing to do. And we've got a partnership with Gables Residential, a big real estate company based in Texas, but they've got 10 or 11 projects in Atlanta. People see the Gable sign all over the place. We will open in October 2015. So the first phase, it's 375 apartments, 4-story buildings designed to look like traditional Oglethorpe buildings.
Oh, really? Okay, I was wondering what the design motif was going to be.
Granite clad. So we'll have students in there. Members of the community will be living in there, swimming pool, fitness center. And Gables is also building a classroom building for us that'll be smack in the center of that project. So we're getting 6 new classrooms. So we'll have students not just living there, but also studying there.
Sounds like it's going to be a cooler design than my building.
You might want to move in.
I might.
I'm thinking, you know, you could learn a few things from the students.
Well, those language courses sound interesting. That might be take it too for a walk over there.
Yeah. And we're opening up a pedestrian pathway that'll come right through campus between our athletic complex, our buildings, and our tennis court. It'll be a really nice pedestrian path that leads right from campus to Town Brookhaven
so that
you don't have to walk out to Peachtree and come back down. We think a little bit of Town Brookhaven is our little sort of city campus.
Oh, absolutely.
Got a lot of students working over there.
Oh, what a great, if you're a student at Oglethorpe, how neat to have that. I just wish you weren't going to make my Costco busier.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
That's hard to do because that place is mobbed.
Yeah, it's come a long way. Yeah, way back in the day, When I went to Oglethorpe, they were building Perimeter Mall.
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, Brookhaven's exploded. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's an exciting place. Yeah. It's one of the hot markets in town, which is what makes the university so cool. It's such a great location. And being next to town, Brookhaven has got to be neat for the student body.
Yeah. And is the new Gables project, is it off Hermance and it's on campus?
Yeah, it's on the edge of campus. So it faces Hermance and faces Oglethorpe. I was looking yesterday. There's these beautiful apartments that'll be overlooking the baseball field.
Oh, fantastic.
So you'd be out on your porch, you could catch a foul ball.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool. Those are the cheap seats or the expensive seats?
I think they'll be the expensive ones.
That's pretty exciting. Well, tell us a little bit more about how you're going to celebrate 100 years on Peachtree.
Yeah, it was a series of events that we've done some and we'll continue to do others. We've got a big alumni weekend planned for April, inviting people from not 100 years back, but
Carol.
50 more. Carol, exactly.
Thanks, Todd.
We've had symposia on campus. We're planning a big event in the fall to celebrate our 100-year anniversary. We've got banners up. 100 years ago, Brookhaven was, the lions and tigers and bears were running around. And we had three buildings built on campus. Hearst, Lupton, and Weltner in the style of Oxford University. And things have changed a lot. We still got over 100 acres. So it's an oasis in the middle of the new city of Brookhaven.
Yeah, that's a great location. All right. Well, Larry, I hate to say it. And congratulations on that anniversary. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? Where can they learn more about Oglethorpe? And I'll selfishly ask, where can you go to get information on these adult learning programs?
Yeah.
Those sound intriguing.
So these days, everything's on the web. So we're tweeting and Twittering and Facebooking. But, if you go on our web, www.oglethorpe.edu, it's fairly easy to follow. There's a keyword search and you can plug in theater or language courses or camps. Mm-hmm. And you can find it all there. And there's a lot going on. There's just a lot going on.
Sounds like it. Very exciting. All right. Larry Shaw, the president of Oglethorpe University. Larry, again, pleasure. Thank you for stopping by and joining us.
Good to be with you both.